Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that I have you on the line on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who are joining me on tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to go higher and higher in the Lord through praying and through supplication, and we're just going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is good and he is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Is that right? That is right. Amen and praise God. All right, so we're going to begin the ministry. And I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in and joining me on tonight. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. All right. We're getting ready to get into our prayer position. We're praying with love and power. And I want to be very honest with you. I'm a little bit under the weather. My neck is hurting. Like, it's really stiff. And so my neck is hurting, my back is hurting. But you know what? We serve a true and awesome God, and he can break all of those yokes, and he can help us, and he can help us to feel better. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to sleep, because I promised that I would get on this ministry, and I promised that I would pray unto you. Amen, because God has been so good to us, and so we must make sacrifices, even when we're not feeling our best. So get into your powerful prayer position, because we're getting ready to pray unto God, because we serve a true and living God. We serve an awesome God, and so we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask God to just come into our lives, and we're going to ask God to just help us to continue to do his holy will. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And I'm going to get ready to dim the lights, because we're getting ready to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down the journey, Heavenly Father, that we call life, and you've kept us up until this particular moment. Lord God, we come to you with many, many prayer concerns, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you bless the doctor's hands as they touch them and administer the medications and the surgeries? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you uphold them? Would you give them the wisdom and knowledge to help these individuals who are in need of healing? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospital and rehabilitation, and would you help them to grow stronger and help them to understand that your word makes us all strong? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are thinking about going into the hospitals, Lord. We ask that you give them the strength and courage that they need. And we ask that you continue to help them to look after their health and their well-being, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who say, pray for me, Lord. Would you give them the strength and courage that they need, Lord? Would you give them the power that they need, Lord? And would you crown them from the top to the bottom as well, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless that woman with the issue, whatever it is, Lord. We ask that you grant her the desires of her heart. Would you help her to continue to look up towards heaven way? And would you bless her ears to hear your word and her feet to walk into the path of righteousness and to your will, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say, I need to grow closer unto God. Would you help us all to become closer unto you, Lord? Put your hand on your chest. And would you help us to know that you are near, and whatever we need, the desires of our hearts, you are able to grant it, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you for a change of hearts. We thank you for the spoken word of forgiveness, and we thank you for the cleansing of our sins, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to be able to administer the word of God, not only to the people, but unto our own souls, so that we can encourage ourselves. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, as we go into the meditation of your holy and righteous word, that we begin to live by those words, and it's not just something that we get on the radio or that we stand on platforms and say, but we actually live it, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you forgive all of those in the past and the present who has done us wrong, Lord, and would you help us, Lord, to be able to move on, Lord, because we know that we miss out on our blessings when we hold things against people, Lord, and when we don't do what's right. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to grow in you. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to speak your praises and your word and to abstain from putting others down, but to lift up others, Heavenly Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the iFreeToLoveShow.com, and we ask would you continue to bless this ministry to grow and edify who you are, Lord, and magnify who you are. Then, Lord, if there's anyone who is out of the ark of safety, anyone who is lost, we ask in the name of Jesus would you go and find them, Lord. And would it not be by force, but by just volunteering that they come unto you, Heavenly Father. We ask would you bless these hands, everything that it touches, Lord Jesus, to succeed. Would you bless the eyes to be able to see God's glory and the ears to hear the revelation of God and these feet to continue to walk in the will of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the businesses that are constructed within this particular ministry, Heavenly Father. And we ask would the information and the products continue to help individuals to grow, continue to magnify who you are, and continue to bring people to Christ, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done and the things you're going to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person who's listening and bless those who are coming, Lord, and bless their families and their friends, Lord. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, we ask that we are never relinquished out of your sight. We ask would the rest of this week be something that you're acceptable and pleased with, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for each opportunity, each door that's open, Lord, and we thank you for the doors that are closed, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments that you've allowed us to cross. And we thank you for the mountain experiences, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask would you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As this next song begins to play, I want you to just, as the Lord is leading us, close your eyes. You're going to hear some music. Just close your eyes. And I want you to think of the goodness of God, how he kept us all day long and he blessed us. I want you to think about something that keeps you up at night, and I want you to give it to God, because when we give things to God, God is able to work everything out. I want you right now, in the name of Jesus, we touch whatever hurts our bodies. Touch it right now, and we ask God, would he heal whatever that is, whatever pain that is, would he heal it? And we ask God, would he set us free from the pain and free from the stiffness of our necks and our backs and free from whatever hurts our legs, and we ask that our eyes continue to be focused on God. Whatever is a distraction because it hurts so much, we ask in the name of Jesus, would it be removed? Then as we think about those individuals who are in the hospitals, we ask God, would he give individuals a Lazarus experience where they will be able to arise and understand that it was nobody but God who healed them, nobody but God who's increasing their life, nobody but God who's blessing. Then we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say they need financial breakthroughs, those who say I need promotions, those who say I need to be closer to my children, I need to be closer to God. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you look upon them, Lord? And Lord, would you quicken our feet to health and quicken our feet to breakthroughs and quicken our feet to valley moments and quicken our feet to mountain experiences. We thank you for each door that has been opened. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you consecrate everything that's associated with this ministry, everything that's associated with me. This is a personal prayer. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you build us up, Lord, where we're weak and strengthen us where we're torn down. Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to think like you and to be like you and continue to forgive and continue to do what's right and continue to not to think negative of people but continue to think positive of people, Lord, because there is a good in each and every person. And we thank you, Lord, for just keeping us and blessing us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone who's crying, any infirmity that's in the midst, we ask, would it be removed? We bring all of our burdens unto you, and we ask that it be removed right now in the name of Jesus, because we believe in your power. We believe in the covering, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our youth all over the land and country? Would you bless the administrators and the teachers, and would you bless the bus drivers and all those individuals who have to deal with our children on a daily basis? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those children who are in the homes that have parents who actually care, parents who are involved in the schools, parents who are involved in making sure that children are walking in the right path, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anything in our hearts and minds that's not like you, that it be removed. We ask in the name of Jesus, we evict this pain, Lord. We evict this neck pain. We evict this stiffness, Lord, and we evict anything that causes us to miss the mark, anything that causes us to take a focus off you. We evict it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We evict it right now, Heavenly Father. The Spirit is moving. The pain is moving. And we say, thank you, God. Any infirmity, any issue that's going on right now, we evict it in the name of Jesus. And we renew all the spirits and we renew the strength of whoever lost their strength. And we ask for a touch, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, for permission from you to go through doors, permission from you to step on platforms. And we thank you for the yeses, Lord. Now, Lord, we're getting ready to relinquish this prayer, Lord, and we ask, would you continue to be with us and stand by us and help us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Man, that was "Oh Lord, How Excellent" by Mr. Walt Whitman. Now we're going to hear from Minister Dorinda Clark Cole, nobody but God. Who was the one who healed you? Nobody but God. Who was the one that raised you up? Nobody but God. Who was the one that kept you? Nobody but God. Who was the one who is going to be the one who opens up the doors for us? Nobody but God. Who's going to be the one who delivers us? Nobody but God. Who's going to be the one who sets us free? Nobody but God. And so we know that it's nobody but God, because God's going to do some great things. And he already has done some great things, whether it be in business and ministry, whether it be in health, whatever it is, God has already done enough. If he doesn't do anything else, he's done enough. But God is an omnipotent and powerful God. And we're going to listen to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole. And she's singing Nobody But God. And I believe in miracles. I believe that God has something for each one of us. And we must remember that it was nobody but God. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Fight my battle. Fight my battle. If I only keep still, there's no need for.
Amen. That was Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. And I have that Nobody But God did it spirit within me. Amen. So when anything happens, I'm going to say that was Nobody But God. Amen. Because God still works miracles and he still makes a way. And we know that God is able to do everything but fail. Next, we're going to listen to Pastor Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me. And I want you to understand this as we go higher and higher and as God opens up doors. God says he has no respect of persons, meaning that God can call anybody to minister. He can call anybody to do his work. It doesn't matter. And God says that he can always clean up his people. And so one of the things that I work on in this ministry is I always want to make sure that I see the best in each person. Why? Because God sees the best in me. And none of us are perfect. We're all imperfect people, because if we were perfect, we would be dead. Amen. And so God says nobody is perfect. He says so when we encounter people, when we run into people, God says we always see the best in that person no matter what. He says because we're all sinners and we've all fallen short of his glory. And sometimes when in this particular life, God says a lot of people, some people, they judge other people according to what they've been told. And God said, he's asking right now, he says, what if I withheld my blessing because of what you did or what I was told about you or what people think about you or what people say about you? He says, what if I did that? And so part of the ministry that God is working on and working through me to get to the people that we are helping is that we are not judging. Amen. God says you only go on the facts. He says only go on the facts. He says because when you step on these platforms with people, you're going to have people who are sinners, people who have been called out of the world, people who have been saved almost all their life. You're going to have so many people. And you're going to have to be able to reach those people. And in order to reach those people, he says, you're going to have to forgive, learn to forgive people. And you're going to have to learn to tell people that God forgives them, right? And God says, it's into the sea of forgiveness. And so part of this ministry, the reason why this ministry that God has given me to oversee is the reason why it's so unique and powerful is God says that we're pulling in people who people have cast off because of whatever they've done. This ministry, some people in prison cells are listening to this ministry. And that makes us feel good because we're magnifying God. Because we're not here to point fingers. We're not here to say what happened in the past. We're here, what is happening right now at this particular moment. If God held things that we did in the past and he says, I'm not going to bless you, I'm not going to do anything for you, we would be in trouble. Every single person, because there's not a perfect person. And God says, you listen to the voice of God. If you listen to the voice of God, he will never lead you wrong. And God says that his thoughts are not our thoughts. He says, so when the Lord functions and when we're dealing with people or handling people, he says, you're not going to be popular at all. He says, because his thoughts are not the people's thoughts. They're going to think you're, oh, my gosh, why would you do that? You know, why would you even help someone like that? Why would you even consider someone like that? And God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways. He says, but if we all open up the book, the Lamb Book of Life, and we look at all of our lives, he says, not a one of us are spotless. Not a one. No one is spotless. And so this particular song by Pastor Marvin Sapp says the best in me, and that's what this ministry is all about, finding the best in people and letting them know that, hey, God still loves you. You may be in prison. You may be on the street. You may be in a nursing home listening. You may have done something that you feel is so bad, but God still sees the best in you. Why? Because we're all imperfect people. We're all sinners, and we've all fallen short of God's glory. God says we all have a past, we all have skeletons, we all have things that we don't even want people to know. He says, but he sees the best in us. So if you're listening to this ministry and you're thinking about giving your life to Christ, and God has placed this on my heart because there are a lot of people listening. If you're thinking about giving your life to Christ, God says that he still sees the best in you. There's still some good. He says you're still able to be salvaged Don't throw yourself away. Yeah, you may be in prison. Praise God, at least you're alive. Some people didn't make it. He says, but he still sees the best in you. He says, we cannot cast you aside because you made a bad choice or a bad decision. You learn from your mistakes and you keep it moving. He sees the best in us. He says he's calling people in the ministry now who are in prison houses, who are in the streets. He's calling people. He says, why? Because he has no respect of persons and because his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen? Amen. So we're going to listen to Pastor Marvin Sapp, the best in me. And you know, my prayer is for all of my family and the generations and all of the youth in my family, I want people to see the best in them because there is some good in each person. And not only my family, but around this country. When you meet people, when I meet people for the first time, I always find one good thing about that person. No matter what the stigma is, no matter whether it's a celebrity, whether it's a regular person, no matter what it is, I always find the best in that person because I want people to find the best in me. I want God to find the best in me. I want God to see the best in me, right? I want God to give me a chance, and that's the type of ministry this is. And that's what God is looking for. He's not looking for critics. He's looking for people with the facts and people who can move and shake people where they can come unto God. He's looking for lights, people who are lights, who can shine their light where people can go and find him. He's not looking for people who dim the lights, people who remember your past, right? He's looking for people who have shining lights. He says, because all of us have been in the dark before, and we've all stumbled and fell. He says, and somebody had to help us up. Amen? Amen. So we're going to listen to Pastor Marvin Sapp, the best of me. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Look.
So I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm on the window of his testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best. Only sees me for who I am.
Amen. That was Pastor Marvin Sapp, the best in me. Amen. And how many of you want God to see the best in you? I know I do. Amen. So I'm working to please God every day. When I get up, I'm on it because I want to please God. I'm saying, God, how can I make you happy? What can I do? What can I do to in the kingdom of God? What can I do on the ministry? What can I do every day to make you happy? I'm just striving, trying to make God happy. Every day of my life, God is the person I'm trying to please. That's the only person that I'm trying to please. Trying to please God. Amen. Amen. Our last song is by the late Reverend James Cleveland. And it's entitled Jesus is the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. I remember when I was in probably first or second grade, I had a friend, and this gentleman is actually a pastor now, but I had a friend, and we would discuss. It was so hilarious. First grade, I mean, you think about it, and as I think about it, it just blows my mind. First grade, and we're sitting up here talking about God. While we're supposed to, you know, be reading or sitting in the gym, we would talk about God, and we would talk about the goodness of God. And so now, some 30-something years later, this person is a minister. He's a minister, and I'm on the ministry. See how God works? And so I'm thinking, God already planted this in me when I was little. Amen? And so as I reminisce back over my life, God has been good, and life has been wonderful. And so I'm just kind of speechless here because I was thinking about, as the song was playing, I was thinking about, you know, being in elementary school and knowing who God was. And I remember even going through school, I would pray before every one of my tests. It doesn't matter what type of test it is, spelling test, reading test, math test, I would pray before each one of my tests. And I passed. And even when I entered high school, I was still in love with God, and I would read my Bible on the way to different events, different games, and listen to church music, gospel music. Before I run, I'm praying to God. And then I entered college, same thing, really praying to God hard, you know, attending Baylor University, God bless me, traveling down the highways, going to school throughout the week on Mondays and Tuesdays, and God kept me. Amen. I was driving to Bryan College Station to Texas A&M and driving back on a Monday night trying to make it to school on a Tuesday, and God kept me. Amen. So as I look back over my life, God has a purpose and a plan, and part of the plan is to give the word of God and to speak on different platforms and to do some consulting and things of that nature. But just think about when you first accepted Jesus Christ into your life. And I was 6 years old when I accepted Jesus into my life. I was baptized with a good friend of mine, a best friend of mine. We were baptized in the same church that I attend. And so I've been walking with God a long time. Amen. And so I'm trying to learn as I go. And God has kept me, and he's been a friend. He's been just everything. And the constant, and I tell people this, in your life is God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. If you feel like God is far away, then that means you've left God and you need to go back. So we're going to listen to Reverend James Cleveland, Jesus is the Best Thing. And what I want to say about the late Reverend James Cleveland is I used to listen to his songs as well when I was in elementary school, when I was in junior high. I used to listen to Reverend James Cleveland, and I still listen to him. His songs still minister unto my soul. So this is the late Reverend James Cleveland, Jesus is the Best Thing. And I tell you what, when I gave my life to Christ at 6 years old, it has been the best thing I've ever done in my life. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
And the down pounds in you.
Man, that was the late, legendary Reverend James Cleveland singing, "Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me." And I can tell you what, once you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He is the best thing that could ever happen to you. And I'm going to tell you this right now, while I have so many people listening, If you want to give your life to Christ, all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you into my life. That's all you have to say. You have to confess with your own mouth, Lord, I accept you into my life. And I guarantee you God will begin to move within your life. God is not going to force you. He's not going to persuade you, coerce you, pull your arm, your leg, none of that. You're going to have to confess with your own mouth, you are my Lord and Savior. I surrender unto you, Lord. You don't have to be in a church to say that. You can be at home. You can be in your bed. You can be in a nursing home. You can be on the street. You can be listening on your cell phone. That's all you have to say. Lord, I accept you into my life. And I guarantee you the Lord will begin rearranging, and he will show you. He will lead you to where you were supposed to be. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I have to tell you how to reach me for any type of book study and speaking, because I've had a lot of questions, and I'm going to try to answer some of these questions once we go over the different announcements. So we're going to go over the announcements, and then I'm going to answer some questions, and then I'm going to tell you how to contact me for speaking or for gospel artists and things of that nature. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to the AfreedaLoveShow.com. That's AfreedaLoveShow.com. That's AfreedaLoveShow.com. And click on Love Radio. I would love, love, love for you to listen to the AfreedaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, radio hosts, publicists, producers, gospel artists, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfreedaLove at AlFreedaLove or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can find me on Facebook again at DRALFREDALOVE, Dr. AfreedaLove. Amen? Amen. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. When you pray for your family members, be sure that you call out what they need and you call their name, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Please take out your calendars. Please take out your calendars. Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and go to the gospelstellarmusic.com. Let's see here. And we're going to go to the stellargospelmusic.com, the stellargospelmusic.com, 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 stellargospelmusic.com. All right, let's go to church events around the world. And you will see that we have two shows going on, okay? You will see the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann. You know him as Leroy. And then the location is at the Convention Center at 100 Washington Street in Waco, Texas at 7 p.m. April 9th, 2016. General admission is $32 and VIP is $42. As I said before, I had the opportunity to hear Mr. David Mann in person at one of his comedy events, and it is hilarious. You need to go. You need to go. You need to go. If you've had a long week and your back's been hurting, your neck's been hurting, everything's been hurting, and you just need a good laugh, you just want to be happy, right? As Kirk Franklin says, I just want to be happy. If you just want to be happy, then I would suggest that you go to this comedy event. It is funny. It's going to be Mr. David Mann and many other comedians and some more individuals as well. Also, there is a gigantic gospel concert going on in Big Dallas, Texas, also on the 9th, and this is at the Friendship West Baptist Church, and it's on Wheatland Road in Dallas, Texas. The doors open at 3, the show begins at 4 p.m., and then the tickets are $30, pre-sale $40, the day of the show, and for the VIP, it's $50. And you do understand that you can actually attend both of these events if you leave the Dallas one a little bit early, and then you can go to the comedy show with Mr. David Mann, because you know that Mr. David Mann will probably be the last act, so you'll have time, some driving time. In addition to that, also, the Gigantic Gospel Concert is going to Houston, Texas on the 10th. So be sure to look out for that if you're in Houston, Texas, or close to Houston, or if you in Dallas and you want to come to Waco, but there's another event going on in Dallas, then you have the opportunity to go to the same concert, the same gospel performance on that Sunday, and that's in Houston, Texas. And it's going to be phenomenal because Dr. Bobby Jones is going to be there and many other gospel artists as well. Okay? All right. So let's click the button here. For the services I provide, as I said before, I'm a speaker. I have a book out entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go. And so we have book studies and things of that nature. So if you need to contact me, please let me know. I'm going to give you more information in just a second. Here's the contact information. If you come to thestellargospelmusic.com, click on this form. Be sure to fill it out and click submit. About us, this is an international radio ministry station, and here we have some interview samples. So if you want to see what we're all about, just listen to some of those samples. And, of course, here's the homepage with pictures and different new CDs that's coming out that I need to add and other different things that's going on as well. If you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, Afrida Love, or Facebook, Afrida Manya Love, or Instagram, Afrida Love, or LinkedIn, Afrida Love. Okay? All right, so that's that. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see some articles. So be sure to read those articles. You'll see Miss Clinton or Mr. Trump. You'll see fashion models. You'll see television and TV shows. You'll see celebrities. You'll see blues music, politics, and political science. So be sure to check out all that. And you're going to hear some music shortly. If you go to theafridaloveshow.com, this is the hub for everything. I mean, this is the hub for, when I say everything, I'm talking about everything. When you open up this particular page, you'll see two gospel artists. One is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and the other one is Minister LaShawn McLemore. And if you're looking for a gospel artist or, you know, or you're writing a film, then, of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you're looking for someone to minister, then there is Minister LaShawn McLemore. And, of course, I want you to click on Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, you will be right at the center of the studio. You will be right at the studio. Isn't that something? Okay? And so if you want to follow and know when the ministry comes on, first of all, click off the X ad, okay? If you want to know when the ministry comes on, all you have to do is click the follow button under my picture if you would like. If not, then you can still follow me on Facebook. You scroll all the way down. All right, and you will see many different numbers. When you scroll down, just go through those numbers and check out all the shows that are coming on, okay? All right, so let's go back, all right? And then about the venue, of course, this is an international radio station. We like to capture different events, and the mission of the radio is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. We want to capture those events. And, of course, upcoming events, we're still working on the Marcy Gerald story. All right, so look that up because that is a true story. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook under Afrida Love or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. The location, of course, you know this is an international radio station. It is online. Gospel artists in the industry, those are some of the gospel artists. Be sure to support their music. If you go to the different links, you will see Minister LaShawn McLemore and Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford. Now, if you go to LinkedIn, you can connect with me on LinkedIn as well. All right, be sure to connect with me. Okay, and then if you go to Spiritual Guide, with the Spiritual Guide, they have sold out. It's temporarily out of stock. So what you want to do is we can also go to bookworld.com, or what you can do is you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, and I will give you a special rate on that book. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I will give you a special rate on the book, and be sure to say that you heard about the book on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Okay? All right? Meet gospel artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Here's her bio, and if you stay on that page long enough, you'll hear music. Then meet radio host Afrida Love. These are some of the topics that I speak on, so be sure to check that out as well. Love's Author Corner. These are some of the books in the library online. Then Health and Human Performance, Get Moving. Then here's some entertainers, R&B, meet gospel artist and minister. LaShawn McLemore, and then, of course, community engagement. And so those are all great things. On tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have Miss Crystal, who is going to come on the ministry. Her story has been shared on NBC and other different networks. So we want you to come out and enjoy the interview that we're going to have. We are confirming the time as we speak because we have another meeting going on, and so we're confirming the time, making sure that she can come at 5 o'clock rather than 6. So be sure to come and check my Facebook page so that we can confirm the time, and be sure to listen in and support and check out her book as well. I want to tell you this, if you need a speaker, motivational leadership or religion, then please, please, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you are interested in the spiritual guide, once again, you can go to bookworld.com or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com and tell me that you heard about the book on afreetoloveshow.com, and I will give you a special, special discount, all right? If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreeta, love of the AfreetaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreeta. Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.